It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey everybody, Darren Garman, and welcome to this week's podcast, where we're going to talk about fitness equipment. We're going to talk about Bowflex. We're going to talk about Peloton. We're going to talk about all of those fitness routines, all of the things that you see advertised either on the internet, on TV, wherever you see fitness equipment or fitness routines or weight loss. Now, of course, being the time of the year that I'm recording this, it's just a little bit after the 1st of January. So not surprisingly, you are seeing a ton of advertising for nutrition plans and fitness equipment, aren't you? We're going to talk about not only why you are and some of the reason you already know, but we're going to talk about the big thing you want to make sure you see and understand when you see this stuff being advertised. And I promise it relates big time to investing, big time to you meeting the kind of financial goals that you want to achieve. Okay, we will get there. I promise we will. So before we go into the information on today's podcast, I want to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, number one, this podcast is coming to you from the home office. So I'm recording this from the home office today, and no matter how well insulated the room is, how many pieces of insulation we've got, how well we've got this room closed up, you will still once in a while hear our friends Bosworth and Blue barking at somebody. And if you've joined me in previous podcasts, you know it's either the FedEx person, UPS guy, postal service worker, and if you happen to be a nice lady walking your dog by, you're in big trouble because the barking never stops. So once in a while, you'll hear that. So I want to give you a heads up on that. So that's number one. Number two, it's the Heartland Multifamily Investment Summit. January is already off the table. So now our last summit for the beginning of the first quarter of this year is happening on March 9th. Okay, I only allow 15 investors in, and we are close to capacity. So if you've been sitting on the fence, if you've been wondering if you should attend the Multifamily Investment Summit, now is the time to get serious and check it out and really make that decision. If this is new to you, if you've just joined us and you don't know about the Multifamily Investment Summit, it is a one-day summit and property tour where those investors that are serious about going to the next level with their multifamily investing, whether it's being an active investor or passive investor, this is where they go. We will not only get to all of the important things, drill down and we'll drill past all of the BS and get to the most important things you need to know to be a successful multifamily investor and owner, again, whether active or passive. We'll cover all of the details on how to do that. And then we will finish up with a property tour. Okay. So for all of the details, to find out exactly what I will be covering during our day together with, again, 15 investors, that's it. Go to heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. Heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. Two quick things about it before I forget. Number one, it's no cost to attend. So this isn't like a boot camp where you pay a bunch of money to go. It's not a conference. It's not a seminar. It's nothing like that. You will walk away with the knowledge you need to take your investment real estate game, specifically your multifamily game, to the next level. Okay. So that's number one. And number two, again, this is not a conference. It's not a boot camp. There's not going to be a bunch of stuff sold, a bunch of people getting up in front of you talking about things and then wanting you to buy stuff from them. This is all information all day, and then we get into the property tour afterwards. Okay, again, for details, heartlandinvestmentsummit.com, heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. All right, let's talk about Bowflex. Let's talk about Peloton. And we could probably, what's the recent, oh, I saw the Nordic Track folks had the guru, Jillian, I can't remember her name now. Somebody email me and tell me who I'm talking about here. The Nordic Track advertisement for their machines. And Jillian Michaels, I think is her name. I could go over hundreds and hundreds of brands, treadmills, ellipticals, all kinds of sports equipment. And not only that are you seeing, but you're also seeing nutrition plans, right? How many advertisements have you seen for nutrition plans? Whether it's Weight Watchers, whether it's Nutrisystem, and you know, and then there's all of the varieties of not only fitness equipment, but nutrition plans sold through like multi-level marketing. You know, somebody's got the magic pill. A buddy of mine, an investment buddy of mine, sent me a package today. I've got it in front of me right now. You know, this is like the miracle cure for soreness after workouts, the muscle soreness. So all of this stuff is being marketed right now. And you've seen it all, if you've been paying even a little bit of attention. Even if you've been living in a cave for a while, you've seen this somewhere. And why is it? Why are we seeing it now? Well, it's all because of timing, isn't it? I mean, that's really the main reason we're seeing it now, is you had the double whammy for timing. So number one of part one of the double whammy was Christmas, right? So Christmas. And you saw all the advertisements for mainly the fitness equipment, right? Then once we got closer to the first of the year, and even past the first of the year, now you've got a combination now, more or less, of not only nutrition plans, but fitness equipment. And smart, because, I mean, just today. Like I said, I got this whole package from my buddy today, sending this to me, saying it's great, I should try it. A friend of mine told me today about a Weight Watchers meeting they went to. So this works. I mean, just in one day, these two things have happened. And this is just what I know. And, I mean, I'm in the office most of the time, or I'm, you know, at apartment communities. I don't get out much, so to speak, and, you know, unless I'm, you know, working or doing that. But a couple of interesting things I want to point out to you about this that really fits into what we as investors are up to and what we're doing, what we're always trying to do, what we're working on doing, specifically when it comes to multifamily investing. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So today in the mail, I'm looking at it right now as I'm recording the podcast, I got a Bowflex catalog. And so you've seen the Bowflex advertised on TV, you know, not only their weights, but their elliptical machines and their treadmills, and you know, they've got dumbbells and all that kind of stuff. By the way, it's really good equipment. And the reason why I get this is I have a set of Bowflex dumbbells that I purchased some years ago, and they've been great. I mean, I work out most every day, and I use dumbbells quite a bit when I do that. So, you know, when you buy stuff from them, they're smart enough to send you catalogs. And by the way, it's a print catalog, not just something they email me. Once again, smart to do that. But I don't want to get into a marketing conversation, but I do want to say I'm getting this catalog now. Why am I getting it now? Well, yeah, it's because A, I've purchased their stuff before, but B, it is, what, January, I'm recording this on January 3rd. It's January 3rd, that's why I'm getting it. I don't think I would have gotten this. I don't think the folks sitting back in the offices, the corporate headquarters of Bowflex are saying, well, let's make sure we get the catalog out and people receive it by February 3rd. I don't think that's happening, right? So my point is timing. When it comes to investing, timing is pretty much everything too. So, I mean, aside from a few investment greats, and even they've been burned. So, like Warren Buffett is an investment great. You know, Charlie Munger. Templeton. I mean, there are a few investment greats. I'm not talking entrepreneurial guys like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about investment guys. The investment greats have benefited tremendously by timing, and they've gotten burned by timing too. So, you know, Buffett is probably the world's greatest investor and probably will be for, who knows, at least my lifetime. But, you know, he also owned Lehman Brothers when it collapsed in 2007 and 2008. They were big investors in Lehman Brothers when the real estate crash and the financial crash happened. So, you know, even though Berkshire Hathaway has been a great investment for many, many years, they took a bath in that. Why? Because of timing. Because of timing. The thing I want you to remember, especially when it comes to multifamily investing, is it's also about timing. Okay? So what I mean is, what is going on around you from a timing standpoint that points in the direction of multifamily real estate? So let's talk about what's pointing in the direction right now to make it a good investment. Number one is population trends. What are most people doing? Renting versus owning. Okay. Number two, income trends. Most people in the middle class make barely enough to maybe pay their bills, and maybe have a little bit of extra. And inflation is going up higher than wages, and that's been the case now for many years. And so what that means is even more people will rent. Okay? Then you've got the instability of the single-family home real estate market. Construction costs are still going through the roof. Affordability is going down. So what will most people end up doing? They'll end up renting. And sometimes I kind of scratch my head when I see new construction for apartment communities going up, because I know how much it costs to build these. But then I'm reminded in some way that, you know, that resident in that new, that resident, the person living there will choose to pay $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month to live in that apartment versus $2,500 a month to own their own home. Okay. Because that $2,500 includes property taxes, insurance, you know, you throw in maybe some maintenance in there. Lawn care, snow. I mean, you do all that. And by the way, condominium, you still pay that through your HOA fee. So it doesn't really make a difference. So I guess my point is, from a timing standpoint, the timing is ripe for multifamily. And it's ripe to take advantage of what multifamily gives you as an investor, whether active or passive. And a big reason is timing. So if you were to ask this question, in, let's say, the early to mid 80s, you would have had a completely different answer, because you had the Resolution Trust Corporation going through and seizing all of these multifamily assets because they weren't making any money. They were over leveraged mainly through borrowing 100%, 150% of value. And so savings and loans became a thing of the past then. But Just from a standpoint of being a multifamily investor, I mean, if you got into something in the late 70s and early 80s, more than likely you lost money. So I still talk to people. So I'm 52. I still talk to people that, you know, are 20 years older than me, 25, 30 years older than me. And they still tell me the story about the apartment property they got involved in the late 70s and how, you know, they lost all their money. Or most of their money. Why is that? Because of timing. So timing plays a key part of this. And I want you to understand that their timing has probably, I don't want to say never, that's probably a stretch, but probably has never been better to own multifamily right now. because of what we're seeing with all of the trends happening, that to continue to feed the demand for people to want to live in apartments and to also feed the demand of investors wanting to own and buy them. But make no mistake here, this will not last forever. So if I tell you that multifamily investing and owning them will profit every single year now for the next 100 years, do you believe that? Of course you don't. Because you've probably been around long enough or know enough to know that an investment does not go up in value every single year for 100 years. It does what? It has its dips, doesn't it? It has its dips. And what are those dips attributed to? Timing. Timing. Okay. So I don't foresee a dip in multifamily for probably another 5 to 6 years. And by the way, that dip will be one of two things. Number one, it will be interest rates rising. Okay. Rising interest rates. So that's number one. And the reason why you'd see a dip there is because the cost of financing these will go up. And so that puts a pinch on cash flow. So that's number one. Number two will be alternative housing opportunities. So, you know, in the next 5 to 7 years, they'll be living in your own home. There'll be single family homes. There'll be condos. There'll be apartment communities. And then there may be something else. Right? So there'll be other things that happen. So the point of what I'm telling you, at least in part one of this, timing is everything. So don't forget that. And now is a great time to own multifamily for the next, I'd say, at least 5 to 7 years. After that, I think it's a little more cloudy, but the timing has probably never been better. I hate saying the word never because that's a bit, I mean, it stretches things a little bit, but I mean, it's pretty close. So that's number one. Number two is, and I know you're smart, but I just want to remind you of something. And that reminder is simply this. It is never as much fun. It's never as easy as what the marketing tells you. Okay? What do I mean? Well, let me put it to you a different way. Results never come happily through fun and through a whole bunch of joy. You're probably wondering what the hell I'm talking about. Case in point, back to our Peloton and Bowflex. So I'm looking, I open up my Bowflex magazine right now. Okay. All of these attractive people, they're all good looking. They're all in great shape. Nobody in here weighs 300 pounds, by the way. Okay. Nobody in here is ugly. They're all enjoying what they're doing. I'm watching them. I'm looking through the pictures. They're on the machines and they are having the time of their life. Big smiles. You know, oh, this is fun. I see a guy smiling. You know, I see a look of determination on somebody's face, etc., etc. Okay, so the last Peloton commercial that you saw, the people were just having a wonderful time, weren't they? They were having fun. Exercise was great. It was just a whole bunch of fun. Bowflex in this magazine, it's fun. All of the meal plans. Aren't those people just having so much fun eating those boxed up meals? Have you noticed that? Big smiles and, oh, it's fun to get it. It's so fun to eat it. It's fun to go to the meetings and talk to other people. Everybody's just having so much fun. And isn't it so much fun to reach the goals that you've set for yourself? And isn't there so much joy in the process of reaching those goals you've set for yourself? Well, that is the biggest load of bullshit that you will see. Because it's not fun, it's not easy, and it's not joyous. It's a hell of a lot of work. Whether it's losing 50 pounds, whether it's getting that six-pack back that you used to have, whether it's getting off the medications that you're on because of your health, whatever it is, if you think it's fun, joyous, entertaining, and unbelievably exciting. It's not. It's boring, hard work. Long hours, doing things you don't want to do, and going through processes, systems, and things you really, at the end of the day, have no effing interest in doing. Okay? So, how many of you really look forward to getting out of bed in the morning and getting on the elliptical machine to get your workout in? How many of you are smiles on your face all the way to the elliptical machine? When you're on there, your smile is from ear to ear and you're just having the time of your life. Here's what you're doing. You're grouchy because you got to get up early. You'd rather stay in bed. You'll hit the snooze maybe a few times. And now you're grouchy. You even have to get going to do this. And some of you, it won't go very far. Others of you will continue. Same goes with investing. Okay? I mean, I had a meeting today with my staff, and every super profitable property that we own, that we've got, is because I spent hours and hours and hours working on getting those properties so we would finally own them. Talking to owners, being a pest to them, telling them why they should be working with us, why they should be doing business with me consistently. Late night, early mornings, weekends, etc., etc. Boring, ugly work. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. There's no glamour anywhere in this. Anywhere. So I always laugh when I see those Peloton commercials. They're all having a great time. Oh, my workout was so great, and big smile, and how easy. And they always also make it sound easy, don't they? Same with my Bowflex catalog. I mean, they're all ripped, you know, and they're all looking great. And boy, is it looks just really easy. And we know it's not. And again, like I, when I started, I said, you're smart. I know you are. Okay? But I'm reminding you, it's not easy. And it's not glamorous. And that is multifamily investing. If you know anything about multifamily investing, you know it's not easy and it's not glamorous. Okay? It's not. Easy is going to the bank or credit union, writing them a check, parking it in a CD. That's easy. Owning your own apartment community, whether it's passive or active, is not easy. Even if you're a passive investor, you've got partnership documents to review. You've got reports, quarterly reports to review. I mean, it goes on and on. You're not actively involved, but if you at least want to know what's going on, it's not easy. If you're an active apartment community owner, it's not easy either. I mean, it's what I just described times 10 or 100, depending on what kind of property you own. Okay? So it's a lot of hard work. It's boring in many times. It's not glamorous. There's not a bunch of excitement. And there are days where you wonder, what the hell are you doing? But at the end of the day, the fruits of your labor pay off. Okay? And that's the secret behind whether it's exercise, whether it's getting the body you want, or whether it's getting the kind of investment performance you want. It's the same thing. It's about timing, which is very important, and not a lot of people talk about it. And it's also about hard, boring, unglamorous work that needs to happen in order to get the properties and the kinds of returns and the kinds of income that you want. Okay. And so as you move forward the rest of the year, you know, the question I have for you, I'm posing to you, is how hard are you willing to work? Again, it's not about glamour. It's not about having fun. How hard are you willing to work? How long are you willing to work? And If the answer is, whatever it takes, that's one answer. I'll do what's necessary. That's one answer. But the key here is, who will you align yourself with that has that attitude? So you don't have to do the heavy lifting. You can have somebody else do the heavy lifting. When it comes to multifamily real estate, you can be passively involved and have somebody else do the heavy lifting. I mean, that's why hundreds of partners are involved with me, because that's what I do. I do the heavy lifting. I do all the boring stuff that they don't even know about, or frankly, don't even want to know about. People invest in Berkshire Hathaway because of what Buffett, the work Buffett and his staff do. Okay? That's why they do it. They're doing the heavy lifting for them. So you don't necessarily have to do the hard physical work hour after hour, day after day, get the timing down right yourself. But the very least you've got to do is align yourself with somebody that does it and that understands it's not about glossy photos, good-looking people, six-pack abs. It's not about that. It's about the unglamorous side of work and timing. And when you understand that and you embrace that, then a whole world of investment opportunities, especially multifamily real estate, really open up for you. No matter what the commercials, the advertising, the nutrition plans will tell you. All right. So look, you have a great day. Have a great week. I wish you nothing but the best for 2020. Contact me. Would love to hear your comments on this podcast. Questions about what we do, what I'm up to, what my partner's doing, what we're all up to and what we're doing, and what our goals we've got set for 2020. Feel free to email my office. We'll get information to you to give you an idea of what we're up to, so you can be plugged into us and see what we're up to and what is going on. Have a great day. Have a great week or weekend. We'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye. Hey, Darren Garman here one more time. Just as a quick reminder, the Heartland Investment Summit is closing fast. March 9th is the date. All information, all details on everything we will cover for serious investors is at heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. That's heartlandinvestmentsummit.com.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.